Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
It is That Weekend Feeling. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about an exciting rugby game coming up for Eastern Cape rugby fans on the 3rd of December. With their Springboks in their lineup, the Stormers performing in Gqeberha, a URC match against the Welsh Dragons. Coach John Dobson joins us on the show this morning. John, this is good news. Thank you.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks for having me. And thanks to Gqeberha. We're really genuinely excited about it, I must say.
So we're sort of your surrogate home ground. Is this just a one-off, or if it goes well, can we look at doing it again in the future?
Oh, we'd love to. I think that's the plan. I think, you know, just the rugby culture there in that region, in the Eastern Province, it's just so similar to us, the people, the demographics, the passion for rugby, you know what I mean? So, and I know until the professional team, like a top professional team comes back there or something, we'd love to do it. If this goes well, we'd love to be back. I mean, the players are genuinely really excited. We began the Grey PE, and you just had 5,000 or 6,000 people for a pretty meaningless warm-up game. So we just saw a real passion for rugby there. So we'd love to be back.
Tell us about the Springboks. Word has it on the street that they will be in your lineup.
Yeah, look, there will be Springboks in the lineup from this tour. It's going to be done on an individual basis. So I'm not sure that, you know, we'll see how this England test goes. But let's say maybe a Kitsi deserves a break, or a France. I'm not sure. We haven't got. But it's going to be individualised, but they will be there. They will be there, yeah.
Well, that's good news.
From the point of view, the Dragon is a must-win game from a URC perspective. We have to beat them at home. They're a resurgent. If you lose to a Welsh team at home, you're under real pressure. So it's a must-win game for us. So we'll be the strongest team I can possibly put out without being inhumane, if you're honest.
A big crowd is expected.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be great to play on that ground. I mean, that's one of the things we're excited about, is that, yeah, you know, people have seen our surface here in Cape Town. To play on that surface, it feels like a big field. It feels like a field you could play running rugby. At 2 p.m., it's dry like that. We could hopefully make the ball fizz a bit. So it should be a good spectacle.
You happy with the way your franchise has gone so far this season?
Yes. Irritated to have lost to Cardiff, who are going for the world record of wins, or the URC record of wins. But I think we're third or fourth or fourth, and well positioned there. So yeah, I'm happy. Excited.
You've mentioned the Springboks, some of them possibly getting a break for this game. Who ends up making that call? Is it you as coach, or do you do it in collaboration with Jacques Nienaber, or the players themselves? How does that work?
This would be us. No, but we also, this will be me, but I'm also aware, you know, we want to produce, as I said, it's an important game for us. We also want to make it really lekker for the people. So, it, you know, that I might think, okay, because next week we go off to Clermont to play a Heineken Cup game in France. So I'll probably say, okay, listen, one guy, you can miss this. Or I might say the Springbok team, which I'm going to, you know, like Marvin Ory, he can play this game, but we'll rest him in France. So that's my call, just to get it, because we play Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. It's just going to be a crazy period. So I don't think we'll ever get to 100% strength in any of the games, but it'll be my call, though. But we'll be putting out a lekker team for this game, I promise you, against the Dragons. We can't mess around with this one.
Awesome. In my head, I'm trying to count how many Stormers are in that box squad. Six?
Eight. I think eight.
I'm sure I'm going to trust your number rather than mine.
Listen, if you're an Evan Roos fan, come watch.
Tell me about playing rugby now. It's the second or third season where we're playing over Christmas and over New Year. You've alluded to the fact that you've got two games over those weekends, so celebrations kept to a minimum. But in terms of our rugby culture, this is still a bit new to us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's something that's worrying me a little bit. You know, I think, you know, we're all under the South African culture, no matter what your religion is or whatever. You know, from 16 December pretty much to 2 or 3 January, we shut down, we go off to, now, where you guys go, but you go to Prince Fort Alfred or St. Fra Hermanus or wherever people go, to the coast. And for us to be playing there, there's an element to me that worries me about player welfare, because their families are all away or on holiday, and we're going to be training on Boxing Day or whatever the story. I must try and manage as best I can. But, rugby becoming quietly and like this as a summer sport is a big change. I don't think people, you know, there's almost no rugby over the heartland rugby months. Yeah, we grew up shivering on the sides of fields in June, July, August. That rugby disappearing and moving to this, I think it's the biggest thing that people realise. You know, both for player welfare, for spectators to get used to it, for just our whole DNA in South Africa. That's not overimportant, but that's how I feel. I think it's something we're going to go. Last year there was a sort of enforced break by Omicron. I don't know if you remember, where we sort of played early December and then later January, which felt a bit more natural, even though we trained. But now we're playing literally night. The Stormers are playing here. It's 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve. I don't know who comes to that.
Does the international break in the URC competition, breaking up for a couple of weeks as a result of that international break, other than the Springboks whose workload you need to manage, other players who haven't been in action, have you been keeping them going? How have you managed that?
No, what was critical is we gave them 2 proper weeks off. It was important for them as well as the coach. And then now the second of 2 weeks prep. This break was critical because we don't have a weekend off until I think March again, you know. And I say it includes the sort of what's going to be a taxing time of Christmas. You know, we play here on Friday night, then we come to you to play that Dragons game, which is so important to us. Then we go to a Heineken Cup game in France where Clermont have won 93 home games in a row or something. Yeah. And then we come back and play London Irish. Then we play the Bulls on Christmas Eve. So that break was absolutely critical.
I'm still worrying about those Stormers who are with the Springboks. Help me out here. I think you might be right on the 8. I've got Marnie Lebok.
You go first.
Yeah. tell me when I'm wrong. Marnie Lebok.
Yeah.
Damien Willemser.
Yeah, yeah.
Evan Roos, who's playing. Yeah. Dion Faree. How many have I got so far? 4.
Dion's not playing. It's the 2 props could see in front, definitely. Marvin 3, Evan 4, Marnie 5, Damien 6. Am I completely wrong? Brianna Dion's running the team, 7. They're over there, but they're as Saman, Morat, and, sorry, that's what I get wrong. 8 are there. 6 are playing. We're the most represented franchise, but there are 8 on the tour. 8 still left in England. Yeah.
Well, we're certainly hoping for a great game of rugby. Thanks for keeping us in mind. Looking forward to a 2 p.m. kickoff on the 3rd of December at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium and a big crowd in to support the Stormers. Thank you, John.
Yeah, we get that right, we'll be back. So thanks very much. We look forward to it. Thanks, Darren.
That was That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.